heard on Spotify Green Room. First.
Hi everyone, welcome to Coffee and Talks. Yeah, the show's that providing a safe space for the conversation about any topics, experience, current events, history, culture, even music. I'm David Golden, and today we're talking about achievement and goals. So, as an artist and a teacher, Santiana Ramli. Hi, Santiana.
Hi. Pleasant morning, everyone.
And very good morning to you, and good evening to us sometimes. Alright. Today's episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. So make sure to follow Coffee and Talks and every co-host and every host that inside this room. So yeah, and thank you so much, Santiana, for being with us today. And how are you today? How are you feeling today?
Well, I'm okay. Thanks for having me today. David, yeah. I feel that your audio is buzzing.
Oh, all right.
Or is it just me?
I have to. So now it's good, right? Better.
Yeah, I believe it will charge.
All right. So I have to use my, I'm using another mixer, too many mixer. So that is why it's buzzing. So yeah, it's okay. I'm good. So now it's time to welcome Santiana Ramli to the room. And so the purpose for you today is answer the questions. Is it okay with us today? All right.
Yeah.
So, cool. The first question is, what inspired you to start playing and making music?
What inspired me? There's a lot of inspiration that we can find elsewhere and everywhere in the world. But to me, the most speakable experience inspiration is my experience in life. The people that I came across with, the experience and the moments I had with them, and all these memories, good or bad, that's what inspired me to somehow tell my story.
Mm-hmm.
And from telling the story is a way, one way to tell my story is through songs, because I believe that songs and singing help me express it better.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the one word to answer the question would be my experience.
It is great. I love that. So yeah, should we move on to another second questions? I know it's a little bit early in the morning to you and to us.
It is very, very early actually.
So
it's 9. Yeah, it's 9 sharp in my area now. Hello, Latavia, Chantel.
Hi, if
good
you guys.
You.
Hi, Moon TH. If you guys have any questions or want to be on the stage, be a part of the conversation, you can raise your hand and the Coffee and Talks will bring you up and we can introduce you to our singer from Malaysia, Santiana Ramli, which is this a podcast, our first premiere. So, all right. So let's move on to our second questions. What do you like most about playing music?
But before that, before anything, I'd like to congratulate David and Coffee and Talks for this very first premiere of the podcast and of this podcast, particularly on Spotify Green Room. And I wish you all the best, David. Thank you for having me. And I am honored to be the first part of this and be part of the premiere So thank you so much for considering and inviting me today. All right. Can you repeat a question?
All right. So, what do you like most about playing music?
What do I like the most about playing music? I guess because my instrument is my vocal, I'm a vocalist. I do play a little bit of music, guitar, but you can say I'm like not exactly in not exactly a beginner. It's like before the beginner, if you know what I mean. It's just the very, very basic. So I don't consider myself as a musician. But what I like most about being a musician using my instrument is that to be able to ex explore different genres, different versions of songs, different themes of songs, different mood, it's all there. And I find each and every music is unique and each and every singing is unique. And I love the fact that it has various genre. In fact, endless of genres and types of music that I can just sing and just enjoy, even though I may not understand the language or something like that. It's not a barrier, and that's what I like about music. So maybe to answer your question in a very simple word would be the infinity of the music and the infinity which it can goes, you know?
It feels like ultimatum inside that music, right?
Yes, I believe that's another word for that. It's like it's never ending process of discovery, and I love that about singing and about music, and it transports me to a different place. And yeah, it's an amazing escape for me myself, dealing with a busy life and all this, you know, day-to-day job, which can be very tiring and very stressful at times. No, actually, most of the times. But in a way, music is there to help and somehow transport me to a place where I feel calmer and I feel better and I feel somehow appreciated and alive.
Cool. Because I heard that you as a teacher, and it is great that you can separate between your teaching lives. I know that teaching is very stressed, right? And the music is the only place, singing is the only place like you can escape from that stress day, stress moments, you know? And I really love that energy that you have. I really inspired by you right now.
Thank you, David. In fact, it's funny. Sometimes people ask me, like, "Are you teaching music? Do you have vocal classes?" It's funny because music is not even my major. I did not study music. I'm a self-taught singer and songstress, and being a teacher is like to others, it may be different, but to me, it's pretty much the same. It's just that it's a different genres again. Yeah, different genres and different way of teaching. My major is so different, and my day-to-day job is very much, how do you call it, like a blue-collar job kind of thing, very academic and very serious at times. But the things that make it interesting is that because I'm teaching younger children, so that's another form of escape. And somehow these children, this primary school students taught me to go for my passion, and music has been my passion since forever, since I was a kid. And again, because it's my escape, it's my mode of transportation to another place. So I feel that the only reason that I am able to handle these two things is because I treat both of them the same. You know what I mean?
I
But
understand.
to maybe to some people, to other people outside of maybe teaching or maybe music, they find it, wow, it's crazy to have like a day-to-day job, this kind of job, and then you sing at the same time. Yes, so it's funny how I didn't even realize how these two jobs kind of like in need of each other. I need my singing to support my teaching, and I need my teaching to support my singing. It's like I can't separate these two.
Absolutely. And I feel the burden of it. And I believe that everyone find that sometimes normal people that not in the singing part, like to go to karaoke and having fun, right? And it's like we release some testosterones and it's like having fun. Is the music is not only escapes that everybody can and can do it, even though your voice is not good enough, not well like other musicians out there. So music is and singing is like matched together. I don't know how to describe it, and you well perform, and I believe that.
I think I just want to touch on that part on the not being good part. I don't think, because to me music is unique. You cannot identify or define music in one standard, even though of course musically, if we were to assess and make like a formal assessment of a particular music, then of course there has to be an excellent or like an A plus and B minus and all that. But again, to me, generally, I feel that music is for everybody, and your instrument could be anything. So it's not a matter of you have a good voice, you have a better voice. It's what's important is that you improve and you know your weaknesses, and so you try to improve yourself over the time. I think that's the most important thing, because I believe that everyone starts somewhere. I was not a very good singer last time, but then somehow because of the passion and because I love what I'm doing on stage. So it's a process of learning. It's not going to happen in a day. It takes time, and it's such a beautiful time to me to learn and just to explore. Yeah. So again, it's not a matter of how good you were, how bad you were. It's a matter of you want to change to be better. Yeah, that's what's important.
Absolutely. I am going to love you, Santiana.
I know, people love me so much.
if you are a teddy bear, I'm gonna buy you everywhere. Actually.
So. Oh my god, please, I need money. Yeah. Well, I do, of course.
All right. So we move to our next questions that come to our mind. Actually, describe your creative process when you write new music.
My creative process. I don't think I have a specific creative process. I feel that it goes with time, and I feel that there is a right time for the right music or the right inspiration to come, because that's what happened to me in my previous works. You see, if you refer to my, each and every songs that I ever sang or written, co-written or co-composed has a different creative process. Like I had a process where I got the melody first from the composer, and then somehow listening to the same music or composition over the time kind of like helped me to bring about the lyrics. And at the end of the day, it makes such a beautiful, meaningful song because of that creative process. Because I was like delving myself into the music and the composition. And it was funny because the song that I was talking about was actually written when I was in a bus. It was a ride home from one city to another. I was in a bus, and I was just looking at trees and looking at the whatever that you are passing on the road. And I don't know how, but I feel that I was such in a deep thought. So the lyrics just keep coming. So that's what happened. And then if you go to my next project, it's different because we were in a studio. We were like talking about experiences. And then somehow, again, the lyrics kept coming and it happened. The song happened. So I think there is, to me, there is time and place for that inspiration and that music to come. But again, to answer your question, I think in a simpler word, or like to generalize, probably my creative process would be when I am in a deep thought and totally like in the song alone, like no disruption, no distractions, no other things happening at the same time. It's just me and the music. That's it. And then it just come. It doesn't matter where I was, where I am, and who I was with. When like I can even talk to you and just sit with you and talk about music and talk about experience, and then we can just produce a song. That's how my creative process. It's like that. So maybe one day, if we can ever meet David, we can just sit and you can just play the piano, and then yeah, because that's my creative process. That's what I did for Baby
I
Girl.
really want to do that actually because this is okay, now we're ready to move to my part. All right, so since then you're asking, why not? Why not? Yeah, because I have got me thinking. I got me thinking, I really want to meet a lot of artists, because you guys must be much more experienced than me, and I'm like an instrumentalist, and I'm really hard to find a vocalist. So even though I'm singing too before, it feels like karaoke. So that is why I stopped singing. So that is why I'm making music, produce music, and composing my own music. So. And I'm giving the beats to the people that wanted them beats, So it's like some inspiration for them to write the notes and match with their lyrics. It's the way that my creative process is different a little bit with you, but it is great. It is great. Because, why not? Because since that we are so near, yet so far. Right. So, yeah, why not? I will think of it. I will make sure I will put on the list. Definitely.
Yeah, because I remember you sent me few beats and like your piano composition before, right? But I feel that I need to talk to you more to understand what's the inspiration behind the music, because I feel to me my creative process is very personal and very intimate. I need to have, for example, if I'm working with you, I need to be with you and understand your pain or your happiness just by talking to you, not through the phone, but face to face, and we just can work it on together on the same time. I feel that's the most powerful tool for me, as compared to far away and just like doing it separately. That's why I haven't been able to come up with any inspiration with your music yet, which I hope I will do, because with the current situation, it's almost impossible for us to meet. But I do hope that maybe it's just a thought, but I hope so. We can just meet up and just discuss music. That'll be amazing.
Absolutely. So, it brings me to my number four questions. Who's your ideal musician to collaborate with and why?
Are we talking local or international?
How about international first?
If you're talking about musician, international, yeah. Actually, there are many. And because I'm a fan of pop music, I always listen to pop music. I think the person who can somehow help me to become better and also will definitely bring me so much more in the music industry would be Tori Kelly, because Tori Kelly is
Ooh.
an amazing singer
I
and
love her.
also an amazing musician. So I feel that I can learn a lot from her. And I think ideal musician that I would like to work with is a person who can teach me a lot of things, because I'm still weak at so many points and so many skills. So this is the time to level up, and to do that, you need to work with amazing people with amazing talents like this. So it's almost impossible to even think of this. I mean, Tori Kelly, that's like Tori Kelly, oh my God. Vocally, she's so good, and I can relate to her style of singing because it's kind of like my singing as well. And I've been told by few that I kind of my singing kind of like reflects her. It's not exactly the same, but kind of reflects her. So I feel that, oh, maybe because I've been listening to her songs. I always love her voice and her stage presence and the way she plays music and sing it together. So it's amazing. So, yeah, that would be her.
Oh, cool. I really love that. And I actually love Tori Kelly because she is the great vocalist in a pop, right? And
Yes,
I
true. But also she's also good in gospel and country music, and that's what I like about her too. I mean, she kept her roots with her. I think that's important. And to like, even though you're in pop music, but somehow you have this your root, deep root with you to showcase who you are and to somehow show your personality and your identity, you know?
Yeah. All right. So how about your local artists, local musicians?
Oh my God, I am a fan of Faisal Tahir, Mr. Faisal Tahir. He is,
Gemuruh jiwa.
I watched him. He was in my town before performing, and I was just astonished with his performance, with his voice. And then after that, I only learned after the performance that he is the one writing the song, he produced songs, and he was in religious music before Nasheed, or you call it gospel music probably in Christianity, but in Islam it's like Nasheed. So he was there. You understand, it's always he always have this some sort of soul or message in his songs and in his songwriting, and I just love that. And the fact that Faisal Tahir to me always think outside of the box, like everybody else in Malaysia probably think the same music, wants to produce the same style of music, but I feel that Faisal Tahir is different because he always consider the trend. So this is the kind of a vision that I would love to work with, the person who not just focusing on his own sound, but also think of what can my music do to people, you know, and what can we, and to do that we need to follow the trend and at the same time delivering messages, you know, good messages for people to just love each other and just appreciate each other. So I just love that about Faisal Tahir, and I have mad respect for him.
All right. It feels hot in here.
Oh, wow. What?
Right, cool. All right. So it comes to in on my mind right now. So are there any musicians who inspire you?
Any other musician?
Yeah, inspire you.
When we're talking about inspiration, I think I would go for, oh my God, there's so many when talking about international musician and everything. But there is one person that I am inspired. This is some not exactly like the ones that we see on TV or the pop industry and stuff like that. But I just want to highlight one singer that I just discovered on Clubhouse. Her name is Alionette. I believe,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
She's very inspirational. I mean, she's a great vocalist. And even though she's blind, but it did not stop her from singing or just giving it, you know, giving it out. Even though we don't see her, we just felt every single thing that she's singing. And I feel that that's very inspirational. And she has that power to move people. I'm just so amazed with her. So I think she's an inspiration. And I come to love Clubhouse or Spotify Green Room or this type of podcast even more. Why? Because just the voice as someone who sings and whose instrument is vocalist, a vocalist, right? So I feel that this type of application or this type of platform with just the voice is really, really powerful. And she did that, so she really inspires me.
Wow. I feel so inspired already. And
right?
Is she really blind? That
Yes, she is.
Oh my goodness. I never knew about blind. That.
That was my first impression too. I was like, there's no way this person is blind.
Yeah.
And then I checked, she is really blind.
Because
I mean, and
so
that's beautiful. That's even beautiful. I mean, oh my God, she has this God given talent. Not so many people can do that, to move you with just a voice.
Yeah.
And that means she has a very great and seriously crazy good instrument, vocal instrument, to be able to move people that way.
She is very soothing. Last time that I call her, which is that I call her personally, and that time when I have a hard time, remember? And we got to talk for like a few minutes, and that time I was crying. So after that, she's not mad, but I feel her presence in her voice. It's like very soothing, and I don't even know that she is blind. So, oh my goodness. Now, this is my first time actually heard about her, because she didn't say about her blindness. And it thank you, Santiana, for sharing that to me.
Oh, no, it's not. It's fine.
Yeah, okay.
It's actually my pleasure. I don't know her personally, but I'm just so inspired by her. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's beautiful. Yeah.
She is totally out of my league because her vocal is really good. I really love her too. There is so much musicians always inspired me, especially about their vocal, and it's about their specialty when they start singing. So that is the way that kind of move my heart. Mm-hmm. You know, is I don't know how to put it in some other way, but I can feel that every singer, every talented singer, either you're not talented, you are still a person that who can bring a good music in your own ways and your own message, you know, to be delivered. So, and on top of that note, since that we use as a script, right? So, what are you drinking right now? Are you having a cup of coffee today?
No, I'm actually waiting for my food. I'm sipping some warm water now.
Okay. I'm drinking a cup of coffee.
Oh, that's amazing. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting for my, because I'm not at home.
All right.
I mean, I'm outside of my parents' home, so I'm like, you know, I need to get some sort of food outside.
Absolutely. All right. Before that, if you guys have any questions on the listeners below there, you can raise your hand and you can talk with Santiana. And yeah, you can point any questions, which is that she will answer, and I will be silenced. So, move on to our next topic. Since that we already asking you about how you ever manage separately about the teaching at school and be singer at the same time. So we move on to our last questions. Can you share a little bit to us and to our listeners about your point of view? What is the best lessons to our new upcoming musicians should have and what they shouldn't have.
Okay, what they should have and what they shouldn't have, right? Well, to my fellow musicians and upcoming musicians, I think the first thing that you need to have in becoming a very, very good musician in your musicianship is one, never stop learning and be humble. Remember that skills are like every single time you have to sharpen your skills. It's like knife. I feel that it's like knife. It's like a knife. When you don't sharpen it, it wouldn't be as sharp as it is. And over the time, you need to keep on, you know, sharpening it in order for it to be better and better every single time. So it's a process of learning. Never stop learning. And talking about never stop learning, you should always be open to criticism. You have to understand that, because I said earlier, music is universal. Music is big. Music is infinity. It can go beyond. That's music. But again, it's also the same with people. People have different taste in music, different outlooks in music, and they prefer this kind of music than the other, and it vice versa. You know, so it's always wise to listen to criticism in order for you to be better. And my outlook in music is it should create some sort of balance and harmony. So whoever is listening is kind of like moved, not because you're singing metal, not because you're singing a gospel song, but because it creates harmony. So, for example, if you receive any criticism from a friend, maybe you should tone down a little bit of this and that. I think you should listen to them and take it as a constructive criticism. That's what I learned so much from everything that I've been doing. And I think that's what you need to do as well. And do not be afraid to take chances and to take risky move. For instance, in your music, you have been doing the same music over the past years. It's time for you to explore your abilities and explore choices and initiatives. For example, now we are talking about EDM, right? Electronic dance music. It's always okay to me. It's always okay to experiment the classic and the new music together. Somehow a fusion is somehow gives you a different outlook in music. That's how I feel it. And you should not stick to one place. And all of these are the process of learning. And what's important is you develop. And I think lastly would be, in the process of your learning and you discovering and you exploring the music and all that I said earlier, you should always remember to know your identity. I mean, you could be the greatest musician in the world, but still doesn't have an identity. So how would people actually know you for you? You know what I mean? I mean, over the time, I feel that even though I said you should challenge yourself with different kinds of music and try to fusion them, right? But again, I believe this process will help you identify your own strengths and your own weaknesses. So when you are able to do that and identify yourselves, you're able to understand what kind of music I should pursue more and what kind of music should I elevate to, you know? So that brings you your identity.
Wow.
I feel that that's very, very important in music. So
I'm actually writing down.
Oh my God.
I really love because this is our first time premiere, right? So do a sessions together. And which is that I also love your music, especially it's not Biru Biru. I think Sumpah Setia, because when my partner hear it, because he's Malaysian Chinese, so he can understand Malaysian words, and he said to me, using your own words, your own lyrics, your own music. It's like he's singing to your music without music. So, and I tell him, what is that? And I said, it's Sumpah Setia, Santiana Ramli. Oh, okay, okay. Because that time I was busy, and I'm very busy person. And yeah, when I heard about it, when you released that song that time, I feel the move of that music. You really, really inspire me, because that is everything. Because you know, you have like to Sumpah Setia in English. I know it's like Setia is loyalty, but I don't know how Sumpah. What is it called in English?
It's like this song is like a vow.
Oh,
it's a vow to someone. You vow
loyalty vows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a loyal vow, because it's a song that celebrates.
Cool.
Union and union, especially in marriages. It could be anything. Marriages, couples, friendship. So this is like my vow to you. I'm gonna swear that I'm gonna be loyal to you till forever. That's about it.
You already loyal to me.
Not yet, not yet, David. We haven't met, so not yet.
Because, you know, I have been thinking since we are phase four, right? I going to Sabah maybe this end of the year, and with my partner, because I want to go shopping. Maybe this end of the year, I will silent mode. So I will not posting in social media. So and you will never know actually. So whenever, so nobody knows when I go to travel, because when sometimes we do need escapes, like we really need escapes from everything.
Yes.
You know, we already working hard, you know, and also we need some peace, you know. We have to go to around the world, explore, not only about the music, and it's also about reality, you know. We need to be escapes from that dreams, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That is what I'm feeling when I want to go in Sabah. But definitely I will chat you. I will DM you when I want to meet you. Trust me.
Yeah, please do. Because I live like 2 hours away from the city, from the main city. So it would be full if you don't text me. I mean, I wouldn't be able to know, and I wouldn't be able to plan my
I really want to go One Borneo, actually, because One Borneo is the place that I always go to shopping, you know.
One Borneo is dead. I
heard that there is one new place. I think it's near to the sea. I think sea, is it?
Yeah, yes, actually, there are two malls, two big malls.
Yeah, in the Kota Kinabalu. And that is why before this, when I go to Sabah, I always travel and shopping in 1B. And after that, I go to another one, because my friend says that one is have a lot of options, and it's not only cheap. And also it's very nice to, especially it's very clean. And I really love that malls. I don't know why. I really love the clean stuff. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very nice talking with you today, Santiana.
The pleasure is mine. Thank you so much.
I really feel honored, you know, being with you here too. You know, I really appreciate you, and I love your music, and I hope that one day we can compose a music together. That is what I think, because I really want to find a place where I can compose some music together, especially with the local musicians in Malaysia. So I really want to do that before I go somewhere else far. So I don't want to tell you where far it is. So yes, this is your shows, and thank you. I thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much to David for having me. And on the very first of this Coffee and Talks episode and premiere, I'm just so honored to be here. Thanks for even considering me to come here and to share my stories. And even though it's probably the last minute, and despite my busy schedule and everything, I also like to apologize for anything that I might say which maybe doesn't resonate with you or anyone in the room. So, but thank you so much for listening, especially to Moon, to Latavia, Chantel. Thank you for staying and listening to me. I appreciate that a lot. And please follow David and please follow Coffee and Talks for more talks like this. I think this is very nice. Just people connecting to one another and sharing music and inspiring each other with their stories. And I salute you for that, David, for creating this platform. Even though only two people are listening, but I believe there are more to come and more people are going to listen to more amazing musicians. I feel that I'm a nobody and I feel like, oh, David, want to invite me? And I was like, what? Okay. Because I'm just a local musician. I have no English music out there. I haven't had any experience singing outside of Malaysia, so I wouldn't know. But again, for having me today, it's such an honor. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, absolutely welcome. And yeah, once again, to end of the shows, thanks to Santiana for giving us the chance to talk with you, and thanks to our listeners. Once again, TH and Latavia, we will do this actually every week. So we will, if you have like discussions next time, we definitely will try to bring you up and try to, you know, post to inside our podcast. And don't worry though, every questions, every story should be heard, right? So why not? And thanks to our listeners that listen in Coffee and Talks until the end. And before we go, show some love to our Santiana Ramli. Go to her Spotify artist profile. If you like her music, you can put on your playlist. And you also can leave us a review on our Twitter. So don't forget to bring a cup of coffee and let's talk. I'm your host, Devi V. Golden, and
I'm Santiana Ramli, the guest.
Thank you. See you guys next week.
Bye bye.